WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. State environmental officials extend drought advisories beyond the Shenandoah Valley. Hiking trails and roads reopen in the area of the Matt's Creek fire, which is now 100% contained. And one of the first priorities for the Democratic majority in the General Assembly will be protecting abortion rights. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 29th. Much of the Shenandoah Valley is still under a drought warning advisory, and those conditions have spread to other areas. The advisory remains in effect for Augusta, Rockingham, Shenandoah, Frederick, Page, Warren, and Clark counties. And the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality added 42 counties to Virginia's drought advisory on Monday. And that now includes Nelson, Albemarle, Fluvanna, Greene, Madison, Rappahannock, Rock Bridge, Orange, and Louisa counties. DEQ says residents should minimize water use, repair leaks, and monitor drought conditions to protect water levels in reservoirs and other sources. All roads and trails, including the Appalachian Trail within the Matt's Creek fire area in Bedford and Rockbridge counties, have been reopened to the public. Cardinal News reports that the blaze, which began earlier this month, is now 100% contained. It had grown to more than 11,000 acres of federal forest land. The Blue Ridge Parkway was closed but reopened November 21st. The Forest Service said that the total burn ban in Shenandoah National Park would likely continue for the time being due to dry conditions. One of the first priorities for the Democratic majority in the General Assembly will be protecting abortion rights, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The amendment to the Virginia Constitution, introduced by Democrats, protects the fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Supporters say it's a way to safeguard against future efforts to roll back existing rights, but opponents worry that the amendment actually expands existing rights. Here's Olivia Gans Turner at the Virginia Society for Human Life.
It says matters relating to one's pregnancy cannot be denied, burdened, or otherwise infringed upon by the Commonwealth. Well, there are those who interpret regulations on having a licensed professional medical person performing the procedure as an infringement or a burden.
Jamie Lockhart at Planned Parenthood says judges will work it out.
State courts will have to evaluate whether any future restrictions on the right to abortion infringe upon this right. And so having this amendment in our state constitution will serve as a protection against future efforts to limit or ban access to abortion in the Commonwealth.
Now, one important aspect to how amendments work is that Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has no power to veto a constitutional amendment, which voters could weigh in on as early as November 2026. Michael Pope.
The new Democratic majority will have an opportunity during the 2024 session to fill two longtime vacancies on the State Corporation Commission. The SCC is the body that regulates utilities, insurance, banking, and business in Virginia. Incoming Senate Commerce and Labor Committee Chair Cree Deeds, a Democrat representing Charlottesville, told the Virginia Mercury that the goal is to have the vacancies filled as quickly as possible. The Virginia Constitution allows up to five judges to sit on the SCC, but the General Assembly to date has only authorized three. Appointments to the SCC have become increasingly contentious among lawmakers in recent years. Food insecurity is on the rise in Virginia. That's according to the latest federal data. The share of people who cannot reliably afford food has ticked up due to historic inflation rates and the disappearance of pandemic-era benefits. Axios Richmond reports that around 9.3% of Virginia households were food insecure on average between 2020 and 2022. That translates into more than 300,000 Virginia households, and it's up from 7.8% over the previous period. But Virginia is faring better than the national average, where 11.2% of all households don't reliably have enough to eat. Food insecurity means that at times during the year, a given household could not get enough food for one or more of its members because they didn't have enough money or resources. Finally today, there were record low levels of deadly algae in the Chesapeake Bay this year. WHRO's Catherine Hafner reports.
So-called dead zones are spots in the bay that don't get enough oxygen and suffocate marine life. They're caused by nutrient pollution that runs off the land and spurs the growth of oxygen-sucking algae. The Chesapeake Bay program says this year's dead zone was the smallest it's been since officials started monitoring in 1985. A big reason is a lack of rainfall that can wash pollution into the bay. Precipitation was below average for most of this year. Officials say the zone could have been even smaller, but warmer waters driven by climate change also reduced the amount of oxygen in the bay.
Catherine Hafner reporting for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.